In Connecticut, we've launched Energy Storage Solutions, a program that incentivizes Eversource and UI customers to install batteries in their homes and businesses. When a major storm hits, you'll have backup if the power goes out. Learn more at energystoragect.com.
I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show. It's a great pleasure to speak to Arkady Ostrovsky, the Russia editor of The Economist magazine based in London. We're discussing Vladimir Putin on the eve, theoretically, of a summit between Vladimir Putin, the president for as long as he wishes of Russia, of the Russia Federation, and Joe Biden, the new president of the United States. We're also watching very carefully the health of Alexei Navalny, the protester who has risen to a political presence, a significant political presence in Russia and in Eurasia. Then there is the Russian economy. Arkady, you know very well that Germany has a big vote in the European Union, banking, industry, energy. And recently, sanctions by the U.S. and by the European Union have left out Nord Stream 2, the massive project, 90% complete, I read, to connect Russian energy to Germany and therefore the European Union. The Germans are reluctant. That might be the wrong word. The Germans have acknowledged that Nord Stream 2 is important to them, and they're reluctant to change the terms at all. Is that a profound factor for Vladimir Putin? Is that taken as Germany voting for him?
No, I don't think it is, John, to be fair. Personally, I and as the Economist, we don't think this project should go ahead. I completely understand the risks of it. It circumvents Ukraine. It's not driven by commercial logic. It's driven by political considerations and the geopolitics. I think we do have to be careful here because, Germany has been also on the receiving end of some of Russian hostile actions. In fact, Alexei Navalny was the guest, who is now in jail, was the guest of Angela Merkel, the German chancellor. He was treated in a German clinic for the after effects of Novichok, the military-grade nerve agent with which he was poisoned last August. I mean, this is how this whole story started. Merkel is not naive and either. The energy issue has always been a complicated one. I think it's important for Germany not to feel, and this is where we get into quite subtle waters, because I think it's important for Germany not to feel sort of pushed by the United States, but be considered and as an essential ally. President Trump was the one actually who was barraging and complaining to Merkel about Germany's dependency on Russian energy and about the lack of contribution to NATO. I think for Joe Biden, more important than Nord Stream 2, although this is it's an important project and it hopefully it can be it can be stopped. I think for Biden, it's very important at this moment is to rebuild trust in Europe between America and its allies. And in that sense, I think the U.S. administration should obviously listen and hear what Germany has got to say. I think it's an important project. I don't think it's the whole thing. I don't think it's the most important part of this relationship. The Soviet Union and the West kept trading energy, gas and oil, even during the Cuban Missile Crisis. These things have to be, sort of considered with cold head. I think there should be other forms that should be available to the United States and to Germany and to Britain in combating the regime, and one or sort of standing up to Putin's regime. And one of them is in fact probably more important is going after the dirty money after the state actors or quasi-state actors of Russia who are enjoying the Western lifestyles, who send their kids to London schools or go shopping in Paris. There should be more personal sanctions. There should be more costs imposed on those who basically looted the Russian state and the Russian taxpayers.
The Russian economy. The Economist has reported that Vladimir Putin has constructed a fortress. The metaphor is used, a fortress of low debt and high reserves, very high reserves, some of the highest he has now, and with a debt to GDP ratio of 20%, which is extremely envious. Everybody can be envious of that. The U.S. has passed 100% debt to GDP. However, Vladimir Putin has done this without growth. Is that a threat to his regime, that the petrodollars no longer allow the economy to grow? In addition, the pandemic has ravaged the country. We don't have good statistics. So is that a threat more than Navalny, the stagnation?
Absolutely. I think if they actually come together, Navalny feeds very much on the discontent that is rising from stagnating economy and falling real incomes. Look, Russia has been in this stagnation now for a decade. In fact, it's probably the longest period of economic stagnation, even compared to the Soviet years. This economy can, as you say, can withstand external shocks, particularly anything to do with debt, but it cannot grow and cannot develop. And I think what we're seeing in Russia is a discontent. It is stemming not just from the falling living standards, because those are still higher than they were in the 90s, but it's the discontent is stemming from the sense that there is no prospect, that there is no future, there is no modernization, there is nothing that young people in particular can hope and for and fulfill their dreams. That is a far more serious problem. Is that it's a regime that's ran out of things to say. It's a regime that ran out of the vision of the future, and that's what's undermining it much more than I would say than anything else. And there is another thing, of course, which is that yes, it's a fortress economy, it's a sieged economy, but it's still an economy about redistribution of rents, of natural resource rents that are coming from the ground, from the oil, gas, metals, etc. As the world moves to, as part of the climate change readjustments, and as we move towards the change in the energy balance.
We have about a minute, Arkady, a minute, 1 minute, go ahead.
Russia will struggle further, because ultimately in the next decade or 15 years, we'll see a dramatically decreased demand for carbon resources, and that will inevitably affect Russian economy further. So this is we're here for a long, it's a long journey.
Arkady Ostrovsky, he is the Russia editor of The Economist. He's based in London. He observes Russia from the extreme advantage of Europe. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network.
Attention, Brookfield and surrounding areas. Stickley Brookfield has drastically marked down prices on our complete stock of fine quality designer home furnishings during the great $5 million complete furniture sell-off remodeling event now in its final days. Save up to 70% off only at Stickley Brookfield.
Would you believe exploring new places, connecting with nature, and doing creative projects gives your girl the confidence to make a difference and have fun along the way? Open up a lifetime of friendship, passion, and adventure with Girl Scouts. It's a chance for your girl and every girl to unapologetically be herself, to discover what she's made of and who she's meant to be. Be you. Be a Girl Scout. Join us at GSOFCT.org.